traveling the world searching for equestrians of all breeds. The journey starts now on the International Equine Network.
Oh, you wash them?
Yeah.
Thank you. I'm going to take these dirty like this to Jeff Ruby's. I thought I had a shot of getting the front, and then I took it off just to see, you know, to make sure.
Good.
Thank you. That really worked, though, man.
It does. It does.
We're going to do that to all 10-4 wounded. And you're sitting there looking. You got dollar signs in the eyes.
Thank you. Don't me to win you one. I got you one anyway, man.
Congratulations.
Thank you, man.
And you sold that. You sold beat on the rail. You sold that right after winning.
Thank you, appreciate it, thank you guys.
Big Bunny Mike.
I'm telling you, I didn't take the plastic off. The only time I took the plastic off was at the Dakota Pole, because I thought I had a shot. And she pulls up, and I didn't know, you know, I wanted to be clear, you know. Other than that, that's amazing. Hey, and I was inside, Brees. I mean, I was down on the rail. Hey, I could see clear as day. Shane set it up for me, though. You got to set it up right, though. I didn't know that was you on the outside, man.
Did you even win too much already this year, Papa? Let me win one. Tomorrow, you let me win one tomorrow.
Thank you.
We need the TV.
So yeah, she just in the hole of it. It was just hitting her. It was just a bit much. She's never run in the mud before, and she's never taken that kind of dirt like that. So it was just a bit much for her. I could just tell, you know what, she ain't happy. I might as well try something different. And that's when I was able to ease her out. I actually kind of bobbled up, got her up, I eased her out. And once I got her up on the ground, because I'm not losing no ground at that point. Man, once I did that, she jumped right back in the bridle.
You could see it. Oh, momentum was there. She just
pretty much, I was worried about her hitting the front. She used to pull up, but we added blinkers. Hey, thank you, brother.
We added blinkers. She circled them.
Thank you. Yeah, she circled them nice. I mean, she actually won them nice, man. She was still there. She felt that horse on the outside, and she got back in.
That horse was moving. I mean, I thought.
No, she was moving.
No, sir.
A new baby.
Yeah.
He's happy though.
That's what he did. That's well. That'll keep you young, huh?
All right. Man, tough. Thank you for that stuff, man.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, he was just showing me everything you gave us.
Yeah. Actually,
what's that?
Oh, they were supposed to be here today.
Oh, man.
Maybe
we'll get back.
They're shipping them. They're shipping. Now they say they're going to ship them Saturday delivery, so I don't.
That's all right, as long as they ship them.
Yeah.
I can't wait to get up for these boots.
Hey,
What does that cap say, Mike?
Jeff Ruby.
Oh, yeah.
My sponsor.
I'm going to tell him I need some more of those, right? Those are nice ones.
We hope so. You got a shot.
Why not?
That's
it. I said, I think the race was set up for. Set up for.
Isn't it? 22. I think it's 46.
22, 46. All right.
Let me take one picture real quick.
Huh? Yeah.
What?
I heard you thought I was the wrong horse.
I was looking at 14. I'm like, no. I would have fell off the balcony if I saw that when you were 13.
Yeah. I'm your balance, dude.
See, you can squeeze in the middle. See, okay. Yeah, about 10 minutes.
All right, we gotta hurry.
All right, well, maybe a little sooner. I'm coming down.
Okay.
I'm close. All right?
Okay. Well, okay, bye.
All right.
Morning, guys.
Yeah, horse, I took off of one.
Today?
Yeah, just now. Easy. Not that easy, but it won.
Yeah. I like to win one, though. It gets you all pumped up.
Yeah.
Before the big race, I just text him if you want to meet us, you know, and then for Mike to win and they were helped up to the winner's circle, that was awesome.
Thank you. Thank you. We are the owner, winner.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're done. You told me to speak
to
him.
Thank you.
She was so excited.
She got to tell Jeff and Mindy thank you.
She was on TV and everything.
Yeah, she almost cut the goggles, I think.
Oh yeah, I saw Mike throw goggles.
Yeah, our stuff is here. There's nothing to pop. All right. Come on,
there he is.
Whichever way you want to, I'm going with you. You're going with me.
Okay.
You're listening to me. Mike.
Bring it.
Okay.
Do you be able to join us in our post-race news conference?
Thanks,
buddy. Appreciate the support. Mike, thanks, buddy. They came in? Holy. Look at my brother, man. Thank you, man. Where's G-Mo? Hey, G-Mo. I'm going to have to lock them up. What's up, buddy?
Head my side right there. I'm good. How are you?
Good to see you.
One of those suckers, huh?
My God.
Yeah.
Just today?
No, I got it.
Man. My man.
You done all
right. Thank you, dog.
Hi, now. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Let me just see. It's not priority. We'll see what happens here.
Hey, what are you doing there?
I just want to see.
What size are they? Six?
See if they. They got stuff in there. They got them. Yeah, they'll fit me. They'll fit me, though.
My man.
The damn sure fit me just like that hat you got.
We get it, I can't do much.
No.
I can do that.
That's beautiful.
I can do that, you said. I'm limited, but I can do that.
My man. Thank you.
I got one. Just a little bit, just because warming up the mud splash.
You want
the
splash?
Just a little bit, just on top. Just a little bit on the first one. Thank you so much. That's awesome.
Oh, see, they wanted these like it because they were a little darker. But
that's all right.
They didn't have me, but if those don't fit, I can get you. We can make anything.
Okay.
Tell me sure fit. Whatever color.
I'll try mine when I get home tonight.
You case them, make the best.
Oh, they're the best.
Yeah, I love that.
There's a new mic. 87.
That's cool. Oh, my mama loved that.
I want to say it to you.
What's that?
Have you ever rode an ostrich?
I've never rode an ostrich.
Yeah, I got some over.
I rode a buffalo, but never an ostrich.
Never an ostrich.
No.
Where did you ride one at?
Adam Clark did the races.
I've seen it.
I fell off of one time. I ran down Carter and swung back on.
Yeah.
How long ago? That was about 3-4 years ago. The guy said, I never saw nobody do that before.
It was just natural instinct. You just ran up and swung back on.
I pulled him jumping and I jumped so his weight would go the other way. Because that top heavy, you know. Got back on and finished the race.
Good luck today, man.
Thank you, buddy. You're going to need it.
C'est derrière, c'est derrière toi. Regardez.
Ricky Fowler, Johnny Velasquez. Jimmy Walker.
Nice to see you guys. Enjoy yourself.
Yeah,
definitely. Good deal.
Yeah.
What do you like in the Derby?
Who you like? Yeah,
I got to see you.
Good question.
Let's see what I got.
Looks pretty sharp, right?
Nice. Here we go.
All right, good. Thanks.
Yeah.
How are you doing, bro?
How are you, man? Great to see you. Congratulations on everything you've done.
Yeah, you too, man.
I was telling people, I said, I went to school with this guy. I said, but he never spoke. I said, he never talked, but his dad, JJ, he was always talking. I said, I mean, what Mike was talking about, I said, well, he never had a chance.
Proud of you, man.
Yeah. Well,
you're
anything bigger than
that.
Congratulations. I live in Dallas, Fort Worth. Yeah. Southwest there.
Steve. Some kind of PBR stuff.
I do. Yeah, I do a televised series called CBR. Thanks, Regine.
We got even now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, exactly.
Got you. Right. I got you.
My share, congratulations, my share.
Thank you.
Bye.
El mejor, papá.
Thank you.
Ça sent bien, baby, pour toi. 25, 50.
I get no more pens.
Hey!
Give me 10% of that. You follow me. You get out. It's my turn now.
I just follow you.
You let me win one. Good job.
Hey, mira. El mejor. Hey, Frenchy.
Easy.
El mejor, papa.
Give me a few one. Don't move.
Roll with it, he said. If you ride the derby, put your silk on. We're going to take that picture in a few minutes, so get ready.
What's an RV?
The thing we've been stuck on for 5 years.
Ricky Fowler.
Good job!
Just want to say quick, if you want, don't mind. Come back in.
God is the one working in you, both the will and the work for His good pleasure. May you experience His good pleasure today. Dear Lord, we pray your protection and safety over these riders. Thank you so much for this moment. To you be all glory and honor in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Good luck, man.
Be safe.
You're good, Pete.
I did, yeah. Well,
to put a hat on.
Yes.
Oh, my boss.
What's your horse's name?
Il a commencé à vouloir dire ouais, désolé, machin. Junior,
yeah.
Churchill Downs and the Kentucky Derby, it's so much more than a racetrack, it's so much more than a race, it's my life, it's my family.
Welcome, I'm Kevin Flannery, President of Churchill Downs Racetrack. Welcome today, we have 7 countries represented for the jockeys that are running this year's program. The world's eyes are watching you do the best for riding for those horses. Thanks for being here. Be safe. Have a great time. 158,070 people are outside. Thank you.
I'm excited about walking on the track. That's cool, man.
Hey, buddy!
How are you? Wow, your eyes on camera.
He's being shy.
Great. You want to wear?
Look at the mirror. You wearing you? Okay.
Rubber band, and you put a tie, and I have to use it a lot because my horse is down from behind, and I need to gargle because the truck is sloppy, and I can wear a couple of gargles and we'll change it a little by little. That's the hat, the color of the hat with the silvers. You see the camera? You want to say hello?
This?
Oh, that's it. You hook at the protection. Say hi. Say hi. Tell her your name. What's your name?
Daddy.
Tell her my name. Is it Brady?
Daddy.
Tell it. That's you clip like you remember you helped me when you said the bicycle.
Did everybody get their derby bag?
Got it, Wilson.
Your derby bag, did you get it?
No.
Huh?
No. We almost got Gloucester.
You got a Gloucester?
Yeah. Almost.
Almost? I see. Say hello to me. Okay? Can you? When you see me? Okay. Alright, buddy. Give me a hug. You gotta go?
Yeah.
I love you. Alright, room for me.
Okay.
Thank you.
Papa!
Ring, I probably should have been showering with him.
How has this training and preparations been since?
Very good. Very pleased with it. Yeah, it was trained unbelievable. He loves it here. This is home for him, and he skips over the ground.
There's a slap, and he's a horse that'll do anything you need him to.
Okay, I'm also here with Rosina Pradnik, who is Griffin's exercise rider in a
the gate, come on forward like he always does, and then take a look over to my left and see what's going on and pick my spot. I think I have a lot of options as opposed to if I was down on the inside, they might be limited.
Concentrate.
Combined 12 for 12. Always
dreaming, three repeated here. Perfect. Calculation is the second
round.
One minute, riders. I need you to line up here in 1 minute. In order, please. Tyler, you can go last.
It's obvious they were meant for each other. Never together. Forever trapped in the friend zone. Until finally they got together at Taco Bell. I'm talking about the taco and burrito. Double the season.
You almost need it.
You gotta get out strong.
I know. Hey, yo, but you missed the break.
Hey,
behind you.
Go for it.
Sorry, get out of your way.
Hey.
Watch
right on the wire over here.
Okay.
Right here.
No, the whole idea with us, obviously, as Kentucky Derby, that sort of race it is, we wanted to break well and get a position going to that first turn. Once we broke really well and I got the position that I wanted, and then I just kind of sat there and kind of maneuver whatever I was comfortable with him. So it wasn't much of a strategy other than that, just get a good break and get it where he was comfortable. By the time we came to the quarter pole, I was pretty confident that he was still underneath of me. Then once he switched down the lane and I tapped him on the shoulder and asked him to run, I was really happy the way he responded. And at that point, I knew that, you know what, they're going to have to run really hard to get him, because he was responding for everything I asked him to do. It's a great feeling when you're down the lane and all of a sudden you ask your horse to do something more and he's giving it to you. It's a great feeling to have, and especially, obviously, in such a big race and famous race like the Kentucky Derby. It's incredible. I mean, it's just finally, it's a relief. It's a great relief. It's a very moment. It's very, I don't know how to describe it. Obviously, with having so many years together and being so successful in other races, but not in the Kentucky Derby, so finally to get one out of the way, it feels incredible. I mean, it's just very gratifying.
They give you money for winning.
How about that?
Yeah!
Oh, finish!
Oh, my God!
This way.
Cooks and the Derby.
Oh, let me get the pants from Mr.
Yeah,
in the
yes,
box.
Yes.
Go get those.
Where's your goal?
This is what Michael got his name from.
Yeah, he's named after him.
I know. Poor guy.
Oh, we're ready. Okay, here we go.
Now, he's had a pants Mike wore yesterday, the pink for the cancer foundation, what they were doing for cancer yesterday research. And this is the pants Johnny B wore. And we're going to hang them up, we're going to frame them, and we're going to put them in the new restaurant in Lexington when we open. We got the pants over there in the blue restaurant. Johnny, I love you. That's your son.
Mitch.
Everybody, thank you for coming. We really appreciate the way you support this restaurant. Thank you. Have a great time.
Hi, everyone. My name is Matthew DeSantis.
And I'm Kaylee Shapiro.
And welcome to this very special Naira Betts video on the road to the 2025 Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks. The Breeders' Cup is over, but the road to the Run for the Roses is just getting started. This weekend at Churchill Downs, we have two Kentucky Oaks, Kentucky Derby prep races, the Golden Rod for the fillies, the Kentucky Jockey Club for the boys. It's going to be a lot of fun. Kaylee, I know, like I said, the Breeders' Cup is over, but this is an exciting time of year because we're getting ready for 2025 and all of those great races leading up to the Oaks and Derby.
Absolutely. I think this is probably my favorite time of the year. You can get a head start making your list of these horses that you have your eye on. Obviously, a lot of things can change between now and the Derby, but it's really exciting, especially the Stars of Tomorrow Day. A lot of great horses have come out of these days, like Anna, Rachel, Mandaloon, Super Saver. So a bunch of horses that have made a lot of noise on the road to or in the Kentucky Derby and the Oaks. So
absolutely. No, couldn't agree more. And just 3 years ago, it's so interesting, you know, up here in New York last year, obviously we had the Remsen, and that ended up being a really key race for really that whole three-year-old crop with Dornock, with Sierra Leone, with Domestic Product, all running in that race, all becoming grade one winners. You know, a few years ago though, they had a great group down in the Kentucky Jockey Club with Smile Happy, Classic Causeway, and White Abario, and all of whom went on to win multiple graded stakes races after that. And so, you know, you never know. Sometimes these fields really come up strong. And like you said, sometimes the biggest stars aren't even on these races, because we were just talking before we got started, Mystic Dan was on this card essentially last year, but just on the undercard. So you never know who you're going to see in terms of that future star and a future Kentucky Derby or Kentucky Oaks superstar. So very exciting field. Listen, before we get into it, make sure to press that like button and subscribe here to Naira Betts YouTube. We are going to have you covered for the Kentucky Oaks and the Kentucky Derby for the next several months. Kaylee is going to take the lead and do a lot of cool stuff with the Kentucky Oaks and getting you ready for all those great three-year-old fillies next year. I'm going to kind of take the lead on a lot of the Kentucky Derby stuff. We're going to come together and do a lot of joint collaboration. So it's going to be a lot of fun. Make sure to press that like and subscribe button today. Remember, subscribing is completely free of cost, just notifies you when new videos drop on the channel. And we got a lot from race previews, full card analyses, handicapping and betting tutorials, and so much more. And we got a couple of special ideas coming up next week for the Remsen as well. So listen, let's talk a little bit about these fields though, Kaylee, and let's start with the grade two Golden Rod going a mile and a 16th on the main track for those two-year-old fillies. It's a field of seven. We don't have the morning line yet as of recording, but it looks to be pretty obvious that a horse like Good Cheer for Brad Cox is going to be your morning line favorite. Certainly is going to take a lot of money. Interested in kind of what your thoughts were on this race. I know you and I saw a horse like Quiet Side in person up in Saratoga. A lot of different, you know, interesting horses, I think, in this field.
Absolutely. I agree. I think Good Cheer is probably going to be your morning line favorite and going to take a lot of money as well. Perfect three for three, two of them at this distance. So this horse is really strong coming in here. And not to mention those wins were very dominant as well. So I can understand a horse like this, especially Brad Cox, being your favorite, even the number one as well. But yeah, my thoughts on this race, I viewed this as the perfect opportunity with those two horses taking some money to go towards a filly that I've always loved, Quiet Side. I think that this race is going to be the one for her to get back into the winner's circle. Last time out in the Alcibiades, she had a bit of a difficult trip. She was running against, you know, Immersive, Quick Kick. So I think, you know, not that this is, there's no Immersive in here. Good Cheer is a really good horse, but I don't think there's going to be many horses fighting to get the lead with Quiet Side here. And even if, you know, she sits off the pace, I think she can work out a really nice trip here. The Alcibiades, you know, I think the public is going to look at that and probably view her as a bet against. I think she had a ton of trouble in there. I don't view it like that at all. And yeah, I've liked a lot everything I've seen from this horse. So
yeah, I hear you. And I think people to that point are also going to look at the jockey change, right? Mm-hmm. Luis Saez riding both Quiet Side and Good Cheer previously opts to ride Good Cheer in this spot. Tyler Gaffalione now up on Quiet Side. I think sometimes people will follow the jockey potentially to try to see where they like, you know, which of the horses in the field, certainly the jockey prefers to ride. But I agree with you about Quiet Side. That's a good horse that can run a few different ways. I mean, broke its maiden coming from off the pace very impressively up at Saratoga. And like I said, you and I were there for that spin away. And for people who don't remember, that was a nasty day of weather. It wasn't just a wet track, because that's where I think sometimes the racing program doesn't do it justice. Yes, it was a wet track, but it was a really nasty day. It was just rain was coming down sideways. It was a little windy. It was just not a fun day. And everybody was trying to stay undercover until literally the second before the gates opened up. And so it was one of those days where she ran really well. She kind of put away the competition that was around her. And then ultimately, you mentioned Immersive, who, of course, she lost to next time out as well in the Alcibiades. But Immersive was the one who came from off the pace to get the win in that spin away. Immersive, of course, is your Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies champion. So, you know, and Quick Kick, who you mentioned as well, comes back to run third in that Breeders' Cup Juvenile Filly. So she's not disgraced at all by finishing third to those two in particular. And you know, Good Cheer, very impressive. I don't know exactly who she's beaten. I mean, I like a horse like Cherbini, who finished third to her last time out in the Rags to Riches, but it's not been necessarily a murderer's row of horses that she's gone up against. So I think I'm with you on this idea that maybe she's a little bit of a play against, and I sometimes can be skeptical when I see a horse winning by that easy of a margin. What happens suddenly when another horse looks you in the eye, and what suddenly happens when you get really tested down the stretch in a way that you never have before? We'll have to see, but I agree with you that's going to take a ton of money and opens up the opportunity for a horse like Quiet Side, maybe 7-2, 4-1, 5-1, maybe even in terms of a price.
Exactly. And also the day of the Alcibiades, there was a really strong speed bias on the track that day. And she was dealing with a lot of horses like Liam in the Dust, who has a ton of early speed. Might not be a horse that finishes strong all the time, but definitely, you know, was a big pace presence in that race, as well as Rich City Girl, Immersive, and then sitting right next to Quick Kick and also taking a ton of kickback with the trouble. So I think coming back here, you know, I'd be really comfortable taking this horse at a price. Like, I mean, I can't say, because I might take her at a lower price than a lot of other people will. But yeah, I really like this filly. I think, you know, this is the race for her to get back into the winner's circle. And like you said about Good Cheer, she has not been facing, you know, the Immersives of the world. Immersive is the top filly. So yeah.
Right. No, I couldn't agree more. Now, in terms of a little bit of a price, I do think it's funny, before we started recording, we were kind of comparing notes and just kind of seeing where, you know, what horses we each wanted to talk about. We both thought a horse like Sturgeon Moon could be at least an interesting horse to use underneath in this spot for Paolo Lobo. Paolo Lobo is, oh, by the way, just winning 46% of his entries at Churchill Downs so far this meet. So maybe you want to bet on Paolo Lobo a little bit. By the way, heating up just in time for Turfway Park. If you don't know anything about that, just flat betting Paolo Lobo over the last 5 years at Turfway Park actually has a positive ROI. It's absolutely wild. So that is a trainer that you can absolutely rely on in these types of spots. And this is a horse that's gotten progressively faster every single time out, Broker Maiden at Horseshoe Indy. Then Lobo runs her against the boys in an N2L allowance at Horseshoe Indy. She finishes second against a group of boys. And then last time out comes from off the pace. And more importantly, look at the fractions of that race at Keeneland. They were going slow. They were going 49-1, 114-3, and she still closed from off the pace that day. Granted, there might have been a little bit of a bias that day, but still, you close when coming from off of that slow of a fraction. I think that's really noteworthy. She's a horse that we don't know if she's gotten that upside yet. Sired by Instagram, who is a first crop sire, not necessarily known for getting them ready first time out. We've not seen that type of success, but they keep getting better. And they're doing well going longer. I think that one could be an interesting price. And same sire as a horse like Key Waden for Chad Brown, who we might very well see run next week in the Remsen.
Exactly. Like we said, I think, you know, we kind of view this as a three-horse race with the two Brad Coxes and Quiet Side. So, I mean, using a horse like that underneath at a price is definitely, I think, a way to go. Just one more thing I wanted to mention about Quiet Side.
Yeah.
It's important to note that, you know, she targeted this race.
Yeah.
She didn't go to the Breeders' Cup. So I view that as another positive. I think, you know, a little bit of time off. Not like it was too much time at the same time. That may serve her really well here.
Absolutely. And, I mean, you and I were around some of the connections of Quiet Side before that spinaway. There was a lot of confidence in this filly. I mean, they have very high hopes for her. So it's always good to see when the connections are that confident in the filly as well. And like you said, very intentionally pointed to this particular spot. So I think absolutely is a good opportunity to try to play against the favorite. Well, let's head to the boys' version of the races. The Kentucky Jockey Club, of course, won last year by Honor Marie. It wouldn't be a video if we didn't mention Honor Marie as last year's winner. Instant Coffee the year before that. Smile Happy the year before that. So some familiar names on the Derby trail that come out of this race and end up going on to do, you know, more work later. You saw a horse like Red Route 1, if I'm not mistaken, a few years ago, coming out of this race as well. So this is another one, a mile and 16th, 4 2-year-old boys on the dirt. And 10-horse field, everybody, though, is going to look right at Jonathan's Way. That's the big name in this field. Won so impressively second time out at Churchill Downs. Coming off of a little bit of a disappointing effort in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, wheeling back on about 4 weeks rest, basically. But, Kaylee, you were reading a lot of stuff, a lot of quotes from Phil Bauer, who indicated this horse is ready to go.
Yeah, so obviously I know it's never, you know, super smart to play a horse that just came out of the Breeders' Cup, and I normally would not go that way. But if you're looking at this race on paper, just for what it is, this is the best horse in the race. So, you know, immediately I thought, you know, maybe I'll play against because he's coming out of the Breeders' Cup. And then I saw his bullet work, and then I was like, wait, this is kind of interesting. So yeah, I read some quotes that they weren't even planning on running him here, that they got back home, and you know, he had so much energy just, you know, being hand walked and jogged, that they were like, all right, let's got to put this horse back to work. So I mean, to hear that is pretty positive. And also, you know, the Breeders' Cup Juvenile, that to me, that the whole pace fell apart, obviously, when East Avenue had a really troubled start, unfortunately. Yeah. So, and they were saying how, you know, the Breeders' Cup might have been a little bit overwhelming for Jonathan's Way while he was there, Phil Bauer said in the article. So I think it says something to come back home and then immediately to start training as well as he is, and to just display so much energy and wanting to run after, you know, having a bit of an overwhelming experience. I think that this horse might be brushing this off a little bit. And also the pace should be pretty fast in here. He's a horse that, you know, he can go a couple ways about it. You know, maybe a horse like this could get the lead. Maybe a horse like this can just sit right off of a couple other horses and that tire each other out and, you know, make a run up. But I think there's several ways that he can win here, and he's the best horse coming into this race. So
yeah, absolutely. And you're right. The Breeders' Cup Juvenile, that pace situation fell apart from a standpoint of, not that it fell apart in terms of how fast it was, it fell apart in terms of the dynamics, though, to your point, that once East Avenue didn't break, I mean, I was there that day, obviously, and I turned to somebody, Alex Henry, actually, who was just on last week on the channel previewing the Japan Cup with me. I turned to Alex and go as the Citizen Bull and Gaming are going into the first turn. I go, they can stop the race now. This thing's over. Because it was two Bob Baffert horses on the lead controlling the pace, and nobody was going to pass anybody. And it just turned into Del Mar, basically, just a merry-go-round. So, I think that's a race that, looking back, I can see that being a race 6 months from now. We look back and draw a line through that Breeders' Cup Juvenile in a lot of ways for horses like East Avenue, for Chancellor McPatrick, for Jonathan's Way, where you go, listen, just a fluky race. You know, something happened at the start, just changed the whole dynamics. I know my dad's got a conspiracy that they opened the gates too soon. Shout out to my dad, but and his conspiracy theories. But like, I think there's a lot going on there. And Jonathan's Way, you can't ignore the bullet. I mean, this horse clearly is ready to run.
Absolutely. And I wasn't even ever like a huge fan of Jonathan's Way. Like, so I'm being completely objective here. So I just looked at it and I was like, you know, he's the best horse in this race. And like you said, they even mentioned East Avenue in the article, saying that, you know, I think they were really confused looking around, like, where's East Avenue? Like, this is just not the way it was supposed to play out. Right. So, I mean, I think he's going to get the proper setup in here. So,
yeah. Well, let's talk about a couple of others, though, because I think there are some other interesting horses. You know, we mentioned a horse like Tiztastic, who's probably going to be your second choice, I would imagine, for Steve Asmussen, coming off a second place effort to a horse that I know you are very high on, Sovereignty, for Bill Mott. The last time out in the street sense, this one, like I said, ran second that day and just wasn't quite good enough for Sovereignty, who might end up being Mott's top Derby horse this coming year. And looks to be pointed towards some of the big races down at Gulfstream Park in all likelihood. So, you know, that's one would probably need to take a step forward from a buyer speed figure perspective, but certainly finishing second to Sovereignty and beating the rest of that group last time out speaks well to that horse, who has two dirt races and two turf races. So a little bit of an interesting muddied form to some extent to this point for Steve Asmussen.
Absolutely. Tiztastic was the other horse that I was interested in besides Jonathan's Way. I mean, he didn't have a difficult trip in the street sense, but I mean, and neither did Sovereignty. I mean, but I'm saying that Tiztastic, he bobbled at the start. He got bumped by a rival, just like minor things like that, that, you know, aren't necessarily a bad trip, but pretty detrimental to a two-year-old. So I looked at that as well. The horse displayed a lot of talent, and I think maybe you'll be able to get a little bit of a price on him as well. And if I were to pick an alternative to Jonathan's Way, which I'm not sure, I don't think I will. I mean, but I would go towards Tiztastic, but regardless, I'll definitely be using him in my wagers as well. Regardless.
Yeah. I got to give a shout out to a horse that when the field came out, you even texted me and said, oh, your boy Dapper Moon's in this race. I do love me some Dapper Moon for Dallas Stewart. I have a hard time picking this horse in this spot after fading to fourth behind Sovereignty and Tiztastic and Sandman, although finished basically a neck and a head apart behind him. That said, I do think, you know, just to cover this race objectively and from kind of a journalistic standpoint, there is some question about whether or not Ricardo Santana Jr.'s availability is in the air due to legal issues. So that is something to at least pay attention to see if there is a potential rider change on Saturday in this race. And this is one who ran really, really well at Saratoga to break its maiden, but kind of also got the perfect trip that day, beat a horse like Guns Loaded, who we might very well see next week in the Remsen, but then kind of came back and finished a distant fourth to East Avenue and Ferocious and Filoso, who's another interesting runner in this race, and has kind of leveled out from a buyer speed figure perspective the last two times out. You know, it does have a nice work leading up to this race, but I think if you're looking at Dapper Moon, I would say more of strictly of an underneath. And then the other one, obviously, Filoso, an interesting horse, but I feel like is also maybe a little up against it from a pace standpoint. It's going to be coming from well off the pace. And is a horse that's got a thrilling running style in that regard, but you do worry whether or not he gives himself too much work to do coming for home. Maybe reminds me a little bit of a horse I mentioned earlier, Red Route One, who always made his run, but maybe didn't quite get there at the end all the time and kind of needed a perfect situation. Now, if there's a lot of pace and it melts down, maybe he's got the right setup. But he's one more, I'm thinking, underneath for trainer Chad Summers.
Absolutely. And then, yeah, Filoso, I mean, out of the two that you just mentioned underneath yeah. the price, based on what Dapper Moon has showed me versus what Filoso has shown me, I'm probably going to play with a Filoso maybe underneath.
Yeah.
But both of them are really good options. You're probably going to get a really good price on them. So, yeah, I definitely agree. Another horse that I was super interested in that I think you're going to get a pretty decent price on is the Kenny McPeak horse Render Judgment. He broke his maiden on the Stars of Tomorrow, the first day, the day of the Street Sense, in the last race. And I was there and I took a really good look at him. And he was running against this horse, American Promise, that I think is super impressive and probably is going to mature, you know, probably after, you know, he's just getting there right now after like his fourth start or fifth start. But he, you know, he chased down that horse in an impressive way. He had a smart trip for a two-year-old. Like, he showed a lot of professionalism. You know, they were able to save ground. But then when it was time to angle out and get in that spot to finish up, he didn't have a spot. So then he had to, you know, go around this. Like, he just displayed a lot of professionalism if you watch the replay. So that's a horse that's definitely piquing my interest at a price. And also a stat about Kenny McPeak with two-year-old third-time starters routing on the dirt. He's winning 22% of the time with a $2.62 ROI. So, you know, his two-year-olds, they tend to run better, you know, second time out, and then even better third time out. So I thought that was another positive about this horse as well.
Yeah, Kenny third time out is always really good. Third off the layoff, third career start. You know, he's a trainer. He's an old school trainer. You know, a guy like Lucas, a guy like McPeak, Shug McGahey, they'll tell you a race is worth three workouts. And rather than just working a horse out forever, they'll get them into a race and get a race under their belt. And a lot of times that first race back is not meant to be a winner. Second race, okay, maybe a little bit more of a shot. By the third race, we're really ready to roll. So I think Render Judgment, I should say, is absolutely going to be a price. The other horse that I'll mention that I was a little bit high on that's a price is the Josie Carroll horse. He's Not Joking, coming down from Woodbine. Now, the question is, how does this horse take to the dirt? Admittedly, that's a legitimate question to ask, and we won't know until Saturday. But the horse's pedigree would suggest he should be able to handle the dirt. You know, out of a Central Banker mare and sired by Practical Joke, plenty of dirt pedigree there. So I'm not really worried about that. Josie Carroll usually does a nice job getting her horses ready, coming down from Woodbine for these types of spots. And I think it's notable that this horse really perked up from a buyer speed figure standpoint when this horse stretched out last time doing two turns for the first time in that Gray Stakes at Woodbine. I think this one, again, maybe more of an underneath play, would need to get a little bit faster. But I think because the horse is coming down from Woodbine, trying a surface for the first time, the horse is going to get overlooked, I think, a little bit. And so as a result, you could see that horse floating up a little bit. And I think could be profitable using underneath in your exactas, your trifectas sort of a thing. So, like I said, I think it's an interesting field. If you're going back to what you said, listen, if you think Jonathan Way is the best horse, then and there's plenty of evidence to suggest that he is, then he's probably a single in this race and you move on to the next one. If you want to play against him from the Breeders' Cup angle, which is an angle you and I talk about, and, you know, I tend to maybe lean into a little bit more in terms of just fading horses coming out of the Breeders' Cup, especially on relatively short rest, you know, if that's the case, then you got to toss him. You can't really include him because in my opinion, there's not a clear second choice. Tiztastic's nice, but he's not that much better than Filoso. He's not that much better than Dapper Moon. He's not that much better than maybe a horse like Render Judgment. So if you're tossing, you know, if you're trying to get past Jonathan's Way, then including him and three or four other horses is not necessarily a profitable way to build a ticket. So just a couple of things to keep in mind for folks who are building out those late pick five tickets at Churchill on Saturday. But this one should be fun. Kaylee, we're getting ready for the Kentucky Derby. This should be a lot of fun.
Absolutely super exciting. And also the part of it, like, Jonathan's way, he's the best horse on paper coming into this, but like, they're 2 year olds. So it's just super exciting to see, like, you know, how it can change. Like, that's why I'm super interested in a horse like Render Judgment that, you know, ran a 78 buyer when he broke his maiden. I mean, if I'm not mistaken. So, I mean, if he's going to take another step up now in his third start, I think that could put him in a place where, you know, if not, definitely a horse that I think can hit the board. That's why it's exciting.
Yeah, no, I agree. I think the same thing you could say with Filoso, a horse that has just, you know, 61 to 76 to 80. It just keeps getting faster every time out. Where is that ceiling? We don't know yet. They're 2 year olds. Your point. I mean, you've been around horses more than I have in terms of just being around them on the farm, you know, around the track. You know, just a time can make a huge difference for a 2 year old. It's not as if it needs, you know, 6 months off the bench or something like that, and the horse comes back as a different animal. That goes without saying, but you can see huge differences from one race to the next, and it doesn't take a lot of time for these horses in some cases to really physically mature, or sometimes mentally put it together and kind of figure out, that's what my job is, got it, and just get a little bit more professional.
Absolutely.
So going to be a lot of fun. Kaylee, thank you so much for joining me to talk through these two races together. It's going to be a fun Saturday. We'll be at Aqueduct for the Cumley. That'll be a lot of fun, obviously. But we'll be watching all the races on Churchill Downs on the TV. And we got a lot coming up next week for Cigar Mile and the Remsen. That's going to be a lot of fun.
Absolutely. These next 2 weeks are very exciting. I'm really excited for the races coming up and all the Derby prep. So, yeah, it's going to be great. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And listen, thank you all for really tuning in and watching this preview of the Goldenrod and the Kentucky Jockey Club as we get you ready for the road to the 2025 Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks. For Kaylee Shapiro, my name is Matthew DeSantis, wishing you a great and prosperous day at the races, and reminding you, friends, it's now post time.
Brian, you've been riding horses since you were about 10 years old. Professionally here in Kentucky as a jockey for 20 years. It took you 20 years to win the Kentucky Oaks. And then your finale is the Derby. Congratulations.
Thank you, Donna. This is unbelievable. That was the longest few minutes I've ever felt in my life waiting for them to hang that number up. It was exciting when we hit the wire, but I wasn't sure if we won. So it was quite a rush to sit here and wait for it.
You come from a family of jockeys, your father, your brother, your sister. Does this feel like a huge celebration for the Hernandez family?
Yeah, this is a lifetime achievement. You know, it took this goes to our whole family. You know, we've all worked our lives off of this, and it's hard to describe what kind of feelings this is. You know, I always told myself I was never going to step into the Derby winner's circle until I can do it on the back of a horse. So now to be able to live that dream that when I was a six-year-old kid, riding my bike around my grandparents' farm, telling them all I was going to the Kentucky Derby one day, and here we are.
You just won the Kentucky Derby. So Kenny McPeak said that you're one of the most underrated riders in America, but now the secret is out. A lot of times you ply your trade here in the valleys, not too many peaks oftentimes. So there's a lot of days that things don't go well. So what's this day feel like compared to all that? Was all the work worth it?
It surely makes the last 20 years of getting up at 5 in the morning and finding horses to ride and people giving us opportunities to have it all come to fruition on a day like today and yesterday. It's hard to put into words, and it's going to probably take about a week for it to sit in before we actually realize, hey, we won the Kentucky Derby and Kentucky Oaks in the same year.
Brian, you're about to walk into that winner's circle. Congratulations.
Thank you, Donna. Thank you.